AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Rodham Clinton arrives in Iowa today, a day after announcing that she's running for president. Our Jerry Bodlander on what the plan is now.
The Clinton campaign's plan to focus on personal interactions with voters is underscored by the first two events her campaign announced in Iowa. One is at a community college, another at a fruit distribution company. Both are in communities of less than 10,000 people. The campaign says her first major speech detailing her rationale for running won't come for another month.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a white sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a black suspect thought he was firing his stun gun, not his handgun. 73-year-old Robert Bates is a reserve deputy, a volunteer, who has a regular job as an insurance company executive. Prosecutors will decide whether to file criminal charges. Travelers have lots of complaints about the airlines, according to a new study. Our Carlotta Bradley's got the rundown.
Government data show more flights are late, more bags are getting lost, and customers are lodging more complaints about U.S. airlines. A pair of university researchers tracked the information. Among the findings, the percentage of flights that arrived on time fell to 76.2% last year from 78.4% in 2013.
Many of the worst marks went to regional carriers like American Eagle, United Express, and Delta Connection. Now to the debate over what some people call free-range parenting. Two Washington, D.C. area children taken into custody by police while walking home without an adult last year have been picked up again, this time alone at a park. They're 6 years old and 10 years old. The children's mother says they were looking for them and had to sign a form promising not to leave them unattended again before they got them back. This is AP Radio News. Officials at the Cleveland Zoo say a woman was dangling her two-year-old son over a railing when he fell about 10 feet into the cheetah exhibit. The boy's parents jumped in and pulled him out. He had just some bumps and bruises. Michael Lurie saw it happen.
When you saw how far the drop was, you just couldn't believe that the kid didn't hurt himself from falling down on the ground. Because I'm looking at the cheetahs, and then all I hear is the screams. You know what I mean? It was like screams, cheetah, then you see everybody. And it was just like everything happened so quick.
He talked to WKYC-TV. Zoo officials say they plan to see to it that the mother is charged with endangering her child. A Vincent van Gogh painting is going to auction and could sell for more than $40 million. It's called the Allée à Vallecombe, and it was painted in 1888 when Van Gogh was working with Paul Gauguin. The auction house is also offering another painting worth $60 million. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.